It was Pat who called the meeting of Danny's friends. "Right after school, in the place," she said to each of them. Then she immediately changed the subject to forestall questions. Parry McClure High School was not the place to have this discussion. They couldn't afford to be overheard. Pat cut her last class of the day, so she was already in the small clearing in the woods overlooking the high school when the others began to arrive. As she expected, they each popped into existence in their regular spot. First Lorette and Sin, because they had last period together. Then Zena, who arrived talking as if she had used her gate in mid-conversation with somebody else. Zena caught Pat's glare and glared back. "I was talking to Wheeler," she said, "behind the school with nobody else around. I'm not an idiot."
"Wheeler is," said Lorette.
"Wheeler is what?" asked Wheeler, who arrived wiping his hands on the back of his pants. Pat wondered idly if he had come a few moments after Zena so he'd have a chance to pick his nose and wipe his finger on his clothes. Well, give the boy credit for wanting to do it when nobody was looking.
"Drop it," said Zena. "You're here now."
"What about Hal?" asked Pat.
"He's doing some kind of computer experiment thing," said Wheeler. "Might as well start without him."
"Might as well not," said Pat.
"What's this about?" asked Lorette.
"When Hal is here," said Pat.
"So mysterious," said Sin.
"You like mystery," said Zena.
"It's like we're living inside the X-Files."
"Is this another intervention?" asked Wheeler.
"Do you see a sign?" asked Lorette.
Pat thought back to the time when they forced Danny to tell them the truth about himself by staging an intervention disguised as a birthday party. Only Danny hadn't told them. He took their ultimatum. "Tell us who or what you really are, or we're not friends," and made the wrong choice. They followed him home, and it was the Greek lock friend Hermia who ended up telling them that Danny North was a Norse god, after a fashion, a gate mage, who could create passages through which people could pass instantaneously from one place to another. Hermia also enlisted them as Danny's servants. She was very cold about it. They weren't Danny's equals, and so the only way to be his friends was to serve his purposes. They had all agreed, though they really had no idea what it meant at the time. At first it was really cool. The amulets he made for them that brought them to this clearing in the woods. The occasional trips anywhere in the world. The time he enlisted Hal and Wheeler to help him dig out an ancient cave opening in Egypt. The time he had them memorize a proclamation, then gated them to each of the great families to recite it to them. It felt so much bigger than anything they had ever imagined. Lorette and Sin immediately got flirty with Danny in a way they had never been before, but it was Zena who quite openly started lobbying to have his baby. Danny rejected her advances, kindly but clearly refusing to father children on anybody. Zena hadn't let go of it.